I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Navy's USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier could soon have a new mission. It's right now it's deployed to Europe, but it may be redeployed to reinforce U.S. interests in the Middle East. U.S. Navy Commander Rear Admiral Paul Lanzalotta says the Navy is focused on following through on President Trump's mission.
Our force is the physical reality of that notion of peace through strength. Wherever we sail, we bring more than 3 football fields of sovereign American territory to support our task missions.
Earlier today, President Trump complained that both Israel and Iran had violated that ceasefire.
I'm not happy that Israel's going out now. There was one rocket that I guess was fired overboard. It was after the time limit, and it missed its target. And now Israel's going out. These guys got to calm down. Ridiculous.
Later, the president said the deal was salvaged when Israel called off its retaliatory strike. Yael Eckstein with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews says she paid a visit to the site of one of the Iranian missiles that had made its way past Israeli defense forces.
I was on the ground in Bat Yam where one of the worst strikes took place. The Iron Dome is pretty effective when you're dealing with 3,000-pound ballistic missiles that are launched from 2,000 miles away.
90% of President Trump's supporters also support the Iran strikes.
The Gray House poll, conducted in the immediate wake of the Saturday strikes, shows that 76% of Trump voters strongly support the attack, compared with 14% who somewhat support them. 84% of respondents, meanwhile, agree that the strikes were limited military actions, not war. The poll's findings stand in stark contrast to mainstream media coverage that warned of a civil war and split within the MAGA base over President Trump's support for Israel in the war, as well as his decision to strike Iran's nuclear program. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham makes a big splash in the UK.
He preached a one-night gospel festival in London over the weekend, and the turnout was strong. The 15,000-seat venue was full to capacity, and several thousand more had to watch from outside. Graham told the crowd that, quote, "Since I last preached here 2 years ago, the world seems to be one step closer to Armageddon." But he added that while events seem to be spinning out of control, God is sovereign, and there is salvation in Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo says there should be no tolerance in the Catholic Church for any type of abuse. Leo made his first public comments about the clergy sex abuse scandal in a written message to a Peruvian journalist who documented the especially egregious case of abuse and financial corruption in a Peruvian-based Catholic movement. In it, the new pope said it is urgent to root in the whole church a culture of prevention and leave no room for abuse of any kind. This is SRN News. The Dutch government says pro-Russian hackers have launched a cyber attack on municipalities and organizations linked to a NATO summit this week.
The National Cybersecurity Center says it's investigating the attacks designed to flood a site with data in order to overwhelm it and knock it offline. It says it's in contact with national and international partners. Many of the attacks Monday were claimed by pro-Russian hackers and appear to have a pro-Russian ideological motive. The Dutch government had already put in place a security operation named Orange Shield to protect the NATO summit slated for Tuesday and Wednesday in The Hague. George Williams, Washington.
Business is booming on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 591 points as investors feel at ease now that there's a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Iran. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.